This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The nation celebrated the 77th Republic Day, showcasing country's cultural diversity, economic progress, and military strength in a magnificent parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day. The ceremony commenced with the visit of PM Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. The president arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. President Draupadi Murmu unfurled the tricolour, which was followed by the rendering of the national anthem with a 21-gun salute by 105mm light field guns. Meanwhile, the Indian diaspora across the world celebrated India's 77th Republic Day with enthusiasm at the Indian missions abroad, where the national tricolour was unfurled and patriotic fervour was on full display. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said the magnificent parade at Kartavya Path showcased the strength of country's democracy, the richness of heritage and the unity that binds nation together. He said the parade showcased India's formidable security apparatus, reflecting the nation's preparedness, technological capability and unwavering commitment to safeguarding its citizens. The PM also highlighted that the country is privileged to host European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen during the Republic Day celebrations. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described her presence as the chief guest in yesterday's Republic Day celebrations as an honor of a lifetime. She said, "A successful India makes the world more stable, prosperous and secure. That benefits all of us." US President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping, Britain's King Charles III, and the French President have extended warm greetings to India on its Republic Day. Mr. Trump called New Delhi and Washington the world's oldest and largest democracies and praised India's growing global engagement. Chinese President Xi Jinping sent a congratulatory message to President Draupadi Murmu, noting that over the past year, China-India relations have continued to improve and develop in a manner that aligns with the fundamental interests of both countries and their people. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, emphasized the pivotal role of youth in achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat. Dr. Mandaviya made these remarks while interacting with the My Bharat NSS Republic Day contingent and special guests 2026 in New Delhi. He said that, as envisioned by PM Modi, the government is working towards creating 1 lakh youth leaders who will shape India's destiny. Urging the youth to develop a nation-first mindset, Dr. Mandaviya highlighted the impact of My Bharat platform in channelizing youth aspirations and participation in nation-building initiatives. A devastating fire broke out at a decorator's warehouse in Nazirabad, located at the outskirts of Kolkata in the Anandapur area of South 24 Parganas, claiming at least 7 lives. Several individuals remain missing as rescue operations continue. Local residents first noticed smoke billowing from the warehouse at midnight, while several laborers were reportedly asleep inside. The blaze quickly spread to an adjacent Momo manufacturing unit. Although 12 fire engines managed to bring the flames under control after hours, the cooling process is still underway. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 15 runs at BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. Chasing a target of 200 runs set by Mumbai Indians, Royal Challengers Bengaluru made 184 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and elected to field. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians scored 199 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. Cambodia will host the 2031 Asian Youth Games as per a release from the National Olympic Committee of Cambodia. Athletes from all 45 Olympic Council of Asia members will take part in it. And that is the end of this news bulletin.